from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. Local news and more on Moose 93.1.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. 39 employees who've been stuck underground at Vale's Totten mine in Sudbury since yesterday are being rescued. Vale spokesperson Jeffrey Lewis says the rescue crew has reached the miners and they're starting the ascent. Lewis says he expects everyone to reach the surface by tonight and that no one is injured, which is the company's number one concern. The miners have also had access to water, food, and medicine. Vale says an incident caused the conveyance for transporting workers to go offline yesterday. They went to a refuge station and have been in frequent communication with the company. Two more COVID-19 cases have been resolved in Porcupine Health Unit territory. The number currently active is now 15. No new cases have turned up since Friday. There will be graves found near residential schools in northern Ontario. The executive director of the Timmins Native Friendship Center is convinced of that. Michaela Bird says the discovery of hundreds of graves at other residential schools provides validation for stories that have been told for generations.
I think that's something that we need to start preparing ourselves for Northern Ontario, and how are we as a community going to help support and learn from each other and provide that opportunity for individuals to heal.
On Truth and Reconciliation, or Orange Shirt Day, this Thursday, the Friendship Center will hold its annual Orange Shirt Walk beginning at 11 in the morning. Bird says that will be followed by tea and bannock and a guest speaker who survived residential school. Coins and stamps will be on display this coming Saturday afternoon at the Timmins Museum. Timmins Coin Club member Oris Lorinu says the value of coins and banknotes isn't only determined by age or face value, but more by how many were made in that particular year. Saturday's show is from noon until 4. All the pandemic protocols will be in place, including the need to show your vaccination receipt. Timmins history now and how the Chamber of Commerce came to be. Boards of trade had been established in Timmins, South Porcupine, and Porcupine, and came together to create the Timmins Chamber of Commerce in 1949. Museum Director Curator Karen Bachman says there are several initiatives to which the Chamber can lay claim.
The airport is one. There was a lot of work done by the Chamber of Commerce on the development of the airport, making sure that it was here in Timmins as opposed to Porcus Junction, where it was thought of to be as the best spot for an airport for this area.
The airport opened in 1955. The museum itself traces its origins to the chamber. From the 1930s onward, it collected material. It was handed over in 1972 to the group that started the museum, which opened in 75. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.